وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُوا الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا.
Tell my servants, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, to say always that which is best. Verily, it is Satan who sows discord among people. Satan indeed is an open enemy to mankind. To say always that which is best.
In their discussions with the unbelievers and polytheists, in fact with all opponents of their faith, Muslims should refrain from losing their temper. Even in the face of provocation from their opponents, they should never utter a word that is contrary to the truth, nor should they lose their temper at the vulgarities which are flung at them by their opponents, nor be provoked to the point of paying back their opponents in the latter's own coins. Instead, they should keep their composure and say only that which is balanced and true and is in keeping with the grace and dignity of the faith which they seek to uphold.
رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِنْ يَشَأْ يَرْحَمْكُمْ أَوْ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُعَذِّبْكُمْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا.
Your Lord knows you best. He will have mercy on you if He wills, and chastise you if He wills. We have not sent you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, as an overseer over them, and chastise you if He wills.
The believers should never go about bragging that they are going to enter paradise, or cockily name other persons or groups as the ones destined to enter hell. For it is God alone who has the authority to decide such matters. It is He alone who fully knows about all human beings, about all things both apparent and hidden, which took place before or which will take place in the future. It is He alone who will judge, He alone who will decide, to whom He should show mercy and whom He should punish. All that a human being can say enunciating the teachings of the Quran is what kind of people deserve mercy and what kind deserve punishment. No one has the right to categorically say that a particular person will either be chastised or pardoned by God.
وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا.
Your Lord knows all who dwell in the heavens and the earth. We have exalted some prophets over others, and we gave the Psalms to David.
قُلِ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ فَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ كَشْفَ الضُّرِّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا تَحْوِيلًا.
Tell them, call upon those whom you fancy to be your helpers instead of him. They have no power to remove any affliction from you, nor can they shift it to any other. Nor can they shift it to any other.
This clearly shows that not only prostrating oneself before someone other than God, but also praying to and invoking anyone other than God amounts to associating others with God in His divinity, for instance, to polytheism.
أولئك الذين يدعون يبتغون إلى ربهم الوسيلة أيهم أقرب ويرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محذورا.
Those whom they call upon are themselves seeking the means of access to their Lord, each trying to be nearer to Him. They crave for His mercy and dread His chastisement. Surely, your Lord's punishment is to be feared. They crave for His mercy and dread His chastisement.
The actual words used in the verse make it clear that the polytheists' deities and objects of prayer were angels and saints of the past, rather than idols made of stone.
وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا.
كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا. There is not a town, but we shall destroy it, or upon which we shall inflict severe chastisement before the day of resurrection. This is written down in the eternal book of Allah.
وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا.
Nothing hindered us from sending our signs except that the people of olden times rejected them as lies. We publicly sent the she-camel to the Thamud to open their eyes, but they wronged her. We never send our signs except to cause people to fear. Nothing hindered us from sending our signs except that the people of olden times rejected them as lies.
This is in response to the unbelievers' demand that Muhammad, peace be upon him, produce signs in support of his claim to prophethood. It is pointed out that once people witness a miracle and still refuse to believe it, they inevitably invite God's chastisement upon themselves. Such people are not spared total destruction. If God is not sending his signs, it is purely out of mercy. It is then not sheer folly for people to continuously ask God for miracles. For if they do not care to accept the truth even after witnessing miracles, then they are bound to meet the calamitous end of nations like the Thamud.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا.
And recall when we said to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, that your Lord encompasses these people, and that we have made that vision that we have shown you, and the tree accursed in the Quran, but as a trial for a people. We go about warning them, but each warning leads them to greater transgression, and that we have made that vision that we have shown you.
This is an allusion to the ascension. The word ruya is not used here as a synonym of dream.
Rather, it signifies seeing something with one's own eyes. And the tree accursed in the Quran.
According to the Quran, Zakum is the name of the tree that will grow in the depths of hell, and the inmates of hell will be obliged to eat of it. To describe Zakum as an accursed tree suggests its remoteness from God's mercy.
But as a trial for a people,
God enabled the Prophet, peace be upon him, to witness a number of things in the course of the ascension. This was in order that people might learn certain truths for sure through no less truthful and trustworthy a person than the Prophet, peace be upon him, who could report to them the truths that he had witnessed at first hand. This was done in order to help people follow the right way as a result of their having fully dependable knowledge of the truth. However, far from taking any heed of all this, the unbelievers launched a campaign of ridicule against the Prophet, peace be upon him. For example, they had been told by the Prophet, peace be upon him, that their willful disregard of the distinction between legitimate and illegitimate earning would lead them to live upon zakum. Rather than this producing a healthy response from them, the unbelievers made fun of the Prophet, saying in effect, "Look at this man. In one breath he says that hell is a pit of blazing fire, and in the next that trees grow in it."